With the lack of a second Victorian meeting today, we'll take in full previews of our interstate programs with Howard Walter at the Sunshine Coast, Ian Humphreys with the six events at Nowra, and Harry White will take us through a full preview of Armidale, as will Nadia Horn with Mindery Halliday. So we'll kick it off with the Sunshine Coast. The first event there is a maiden for the three-year-old. Before we get stuck in, welcome in the man that's going to find us all the winners, Howard Walter. Howard, good morning.
Good morning to you, Brendan.
First event on the program, three-year-old maiden over the 1,200 metres, 14 comes out. We're racing on a good four today. Rails in the true position. Manazi is the opening favourite, $1.85. Capital Girl, $4.20. Flying Deputy at $8. Art Heist, $9.50. 11, Fear the Night. Who do we like in the opener?
Very hard to go past number one, Manazi, Brendan. First up, third at Eagle Farm. What could go wrong, did go wrong, was slow out, was eased off heels, and by the home turn got checked again. Picked itself up and he ran on very strongly for third, beaten less than four lengths. With average luck, I think he would have won that race. He was $2.45 favourite. Got barrier two today, so hopefully he doesn't miss the start and then he just gets an even break. The danger is most likely number eight, Capital Girl, a first starter. Now, these are the two horses the market's already come for. She had four trials. Her recent trial, she was up on the pace, not knocked about at all, and it was against a handy horse called Think Glory, so there's every reason to expect she'll give a good account here from barrier one. Doesn't look to be anything else that's you can make a strong case for. I've put in seven Virgo Vision, which has pace, and this is only 12 and a metre race. And then number three, Art Heist, had some excuses on debut, slow out and three wide, but as I said, with average luck, Manati's going to take plenty of beating, and Capital Girl should give a good sight. 1-8-7-3.
1-8-7-3, the Sunshine Coast race one. We're 3 minutes off the first at Healesville. Rays number two, the favourite there at $1.70 with Super Tab, $1.40 with Tab Fixed Odds in the first from Healesville. James Vanderbutt going 2-3-1-7. That's in three from now. Race number two on the program is another three-year-old maiden over the 1,200 metres once again. 5, 7, and 8 are the scratchings here. Number one, Devastating for Maloney and Golden, $2. In Deep, $3.60. $8, Natalie and Layla's Song at 9. Item 13, that's a miracle.
Yeah, very much like the first race, it does look skinny. Number one, Devastating. Now, he was something like $8 into $2.60 when resuming at the Gold Coast. He led the eventual winner, Whitewater. Whitewater has since gone to Doomben and run second to Star Conce. And if you go back to Devastating's debut back in April, he ran fourth. The runner up there was Tiger Heart, which has gone on and won in Brisbane. So he's got the form lines to take plenty of beating. Number nine, In Deep. Didn't cope with Kilcoy first up, but she has since raced twice here at home at the Sunshine Coast and run on strongly on both occasions for third. She's going from the 1,000 to the 1,200 and looks likely to appreciate it. One of the two should win, Brendan. Best of the rest. 11, that's a miracle. A mad roughy. Wasn't the worst at Eagle Farm last start. And number 10, Natalie Ann, which is on debut. Got well back in its trial, finished off okay. Just might be looking for further. 1-9, 11-10.
1-9-11-10 in race number two. Race number three on the program is a maiden over 1,000 metres. Scratchings from this event are runners 2, 5, 9, 11, 12, 14, 15 and 16. Evan Almighty, maximum output, equal favourites, $2.60 apiece. Balcosity at $3.90. Kuru Lass at 15, 17, Bowtie Betty.
Yeah, Stuart Kendrick has two of the three favourites in this race and I'm with number 13. Maximum output, had the one campaign placed on all three occasions, had excuses first start and second start, then ran third, beaten half length by Jumbo Goal, which has won two races in Brisbane. Since being spelled, being gelded, very good trial, finishing second, and the trial was in good time, got barrier one. Stablemate one, Bellicosity was with the Ma Eustace stable, now with Stuart Kendrick. Given a quiet trial, the overall time was very slow. The horse wasn't asked to do anything, so it was inconclusive. Must respect it, placed 5 of 7 in Victoria. Number 3, Evan Almighty, has the benefit of the recent race, finishing second first up at the Gold Coast, over 900 metres, obviously the other chance in this race. Perhaps if something is to get into the first fours at a big price, it could be 17, maybe it's time. Hasn't been hopeless, but it couldn't win this. 13, 1, 3 and 17.
13.1.3.17, race number three. Runners arriving at the start for the first there at Healesville. Race number four on the program from the Sunshine Coast is a benchmark 65 over 1,000. Six comes out. Lowlight, $1.90 in favourite. Broken Hero, $4.80. La Ramigo, $6.50. And Bell's Pluck at eight.
Probably the most difficult race on the program. Eight runners speeding out over the 1,000 metres. As at least six of them would normally lead, so it's very hard to know who's going to take hold and who's just going to push on, and making it even more difficult. Number seven, Eyelight, first up from a spell, no trials. Change Stables was with Natalie McCall, so hard to get a line on it. But Jimmy Orman used to ride the horse. Well, he rode it. He was aboard on both of the wins, and he's aboard here. So I'll put it on top, number seven, Eyelight. Want to see what the betting does after they parade. Number nine, La Ramigo. This horse has got the benefit of recent racing. Led them six lengths when winning over the 1,200 two starts ago. Gave a good sight when third since over the 1,000 to Quackery, who was very impressive that day. Number two, Aluff, has had the three starts from a spell, so should be peaking now. Was fourth behind Frozen in Time last start, which since placed a close second at Doomben. And number five, Deep State, first up from a spell. Won a four-horse trial. It was a funny trial.
So we're 7.925 for the first, for the fourth at the Sunshine Coast for Howard Hughes, Healesville, race number one. James with the first at Healesville in race number two on the program in 14 minutes from now. James going 3, 8, 6, and 7. 7.925 Howard selections in race number four at the Sunshine Coast. We move on to race number five. It's a class two over 1800 metres. Six is the Scratching Way Beyond, the $2.90 favourite. Kyberry, $4.20. Blaze seven is a $6 chance. Pelicos at $7 and $8, delayed launch.
I'm going to go with a bit of value here. Number nine, Outback Gladiator. He's had the three starts from a spell. He had excuses at Ipswich when second up, and then nothing went right at Doomben on the leader's track last start, but he finished the race off nicely. So he's just a horse that's formed probably better than it reads. Down on the minimum weight, Tiff Booker to ride, thought he could prove in a race like this. Number five, Candow's also had three runs from a spell. Look, he goes okay on his day. You probably want to see money for him being with Barry Lockwood, but he was three wide trip at Eagle Farm last start, and he also raced at Eagle Farm second up. So he should appreciate his class of opponent. No knock the favourite, number one, Way Beyond, has won two from 26 seconds. That's the sort of horse he is, but has been racing in Brisbane all four this time in, gets his chance, good gate and acclaim. And number two, Kyberry. This horse has come back in good form, second up winner on the heavy at Doomben, then went up to the 1800 at the Gold Coast on a good track and was beaten the next. So, no, it's got to be amongst the better chances, number two, Kyberry. But I just thought at the odds, number nine from 5, 1, and 2.
Race number six is a class two, 1200 metres, the trip for the second leg of the quaddy. Scratchings 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, and 8. Then Tina, $1.55, short price favourite. Explosive Truth at $2.40. Race in two, Rip City, best of the rest at 16, Howard.
Yeah, the Scratchings have decimated this field. Vantina, she won first up at Doomben over 1,200. It was a maiden race, but she won by over 5 lengths. Impressive, obviously, the one to beat here. And number one, Explosive Truth. Difficult to assess, was with the Waterhouse Bot Stable, now based at Gympie. Looks to be the first horse to race for Michael Matthews, the trainer. Hasn't raced for 8 weeks, but there should be residual fitness there. It's got barrier one, and the horse has got pace. So you would expect one of the two to win. I'll go 5 from 1, and of the other four, most likely 10 or 11 runs a place. So 5, 1, 10, 11.
Race number seven, a benchmark 62 over 1,600 metres. Scratchings 1, 5, 6, 14, 17 and 18. Wheels is the favourite for Ryan Maloney. David Van Dyke, $3. Red Light Roxanne at 5. Lisa Louise at $5. $6.50 for Parangus and Joy's Reward at $12.
Yeah, the last two races have got a bit of depth, Brendan. Here I'll go with number 12, Lisa Louise. I think she's going well. Was with Chris Lees. Had the one start for Toby and Trent Edmonds last start, and it was a good run. She drew the outside, settled back. It was a leader's day, but she did rail home strong. It was a good effort. So 12, Lisa Louise. Ahead of 2, Don't Despair. Fitter for 2 from a spell. Maps well, good barrier. 4, Red Light Roxanne. Fitter for 3 from a spell. Gate 1, I'd expect this to settle closer today. Jimmy Orman to ride. Certainly could win. And number 7, Wheels. Just the two starts. One on a heavy track at Itaki last November, and since resumed recently for David Van Dyke, and was doing best work late when second at Ipswich. So here at home with Ryan Maloney to ride, 12-2-4-7.
12247, race number 7, 8th of it on the program at Class 1, 1400 metres, the trip open race. Love is a Battlefield at 5, Marla Jane 750 with Boom Ranger, also seen as a water on that $7.50 line. $9 Calcaris, Dumarin and 950 for Traveller, open way to finish.
Very tough race. I've gone with number 7, Boom Ranger. Two starts from a spell, fourth, then third. The third was behind Go Goal. It was Gold Coast. He's racing very well, Go Goal. Maps to be on the speed here, if not probably leading. And the way the race has run, thought would get every chance. Ahead of number 18, clearly Adonis. Caught the eye first up, went second. Beaten only a whisker. So I thought he'd had a chance here. 19, Sienna's Award. First up in a Bow Desert, then third at Doomben. Maps well from a good barrier. Probably settle fourth or fifth. And number 10, Crack of Doom. It's a three-year-old in the race. Another horse that I can imagine settling not too far off the pace, get every chance. I'll be going wider in the quaddie. It is a tough race. 7, 18, 19, 10.
7, 18, 19 and 10 in the last Best Value quaddie in play, please, Howard.
Best race 7 each way, number 12, Lysa Louise. Best Value, race 5, number 9, Outback Gladiator. Quaddie. 1-2-5-9 into 1 and 5 into 2-4-7-12 into 1-7-10-16-18-19. Play of the day, a win all up, the first three favourites. Race 1, number 1, race 2, number 1, race 3, number 13. Probably going to return around $10, something like that.
Best of luck today, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Walter with his look at the Sunshine Coast. 6 of it on the card today at Nowra. Soft 6 is the track rating. Ian Humphreys has done the form for us at Nowra. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
First event on the program is a Class 1 over 1,100 metres. Scratchings from this event is 6, 9 and 11. Monte de Fior is the favourite here at $4. Lucky to win $4.60, as is Real Class. War Memorial $5.50. And then Tumalolo at $6.50.
Yeah, most of these resuming, so pay to watch the betting here. I'm going with Monte de Fior. She's resuming. She's most impressive winning her maiden at this track. Hasn't been seen at the trials, so watch for any market moves. Lucky to win, another one resuming without being seen at the trials. Also had very good form last time in. Number 8, Titan Star. Has a fitness edge on most of these and always some chance, but just one win from 29 is concerned there. And we'll put in number 7, Real Class, who's also resuming, and he's tried okay in for fourth. So in the first, we've gone 4, 1, 8 and 7.
Maiden is race number 2 over 1,600 metres. 4 and 11 come out of this, believe so is the favourite at $2.10. Semico at $3.90. El Super at $5.80. Ricos and Largo Winch at $9.
Yeah, it's probably the best of the day, I think, believe so. Ran on well last start at Newcastle over 1,400 metres. Back to this easier maiden today from Barrier 1, getting out to 1,600 metres. Definitely the one to beat. Number six, El Super should be the leader. Was heavily backed last start and about on okay over 1,400 metres. The extra journey shouldn't be a problem here. Now the main charge of number 10, Semico. She placed at Randwick 2 runs back and then didn't have much luck last start at Goulburn. We're putting number 3, Aphrodite, in for 4. So I've gone 1, 6, 10, and 3.
1-6-10-3, the second. Third's a benchmark 66 over 1,600 metres. 4 and 5 come out. Zunique, 225. Temperate at $4, 460. My Blue Jeans.
Yeah, pretty ordinary start. The quality of this one, Zunique, really hard to beat. Was heavily backed and had every chance on the heavy last out of Queanbeyan, and that was 2,000 metres. I think he's probably better suited back to this trip today. I think he's the one to beat, but probably no good thing. Number one, My Blue Jeans, was big odds winning last time. He's had 64 starts. He's always around the mark, has some chance. Number 6, Temperate. He hadn't done much. He's 2 runs this time in, but can be an improver in this race today. And we'll put in number 8, Hypernicus, in for 4. So I've gone 3, 1, 6 and 8.
Race number 4, a Class 3 over 1,400 metres. 2 and 5 are the scratchings from the 4th. Salute to the Sun, $2.80. Rapidity, $4.40. Canzanet at $4.80. $7.50. Role Play Club Legend, $8.50.
Yeah, I'm keen Role Play. I think it's very good odds. With impressive this track and distance last start when coming from well back. This doesn't look too much stronger. And she drops slightly in weight. Number 7, Rapidity. I think it's a chance. Very good all 3 runs this time in. slight query with her. She hasn't won beyond 1,200 metres, and that applies to the favourite, I think, is a risk. Number 9, Salute the Sun, was the winner here two rounds back, I'm assuming, but spirit, some query at the 1,400 metres for him. And we'll put in number 3, Cairns Annette, in for 4. So I've gone 8, 7, 9 and 3.
Race number 5, an 1,100 metre maiden. Scratchings from the second last, 1, 2 and 5. Snitz on Fire, $3.60. Green Legend, $4.20. $4.60 Charlemagne. Allenday at $5. Argyle Garden, $7.
Yeah, plenty of queries here too. I'm going Charlemagne, resuming from barrier 1. Showed good ability last time in. This trial will be his return. He should be hard to beat. And a couple of first starters there. Number 9, Snitz on Fire for the Waterhouse stable. And number 10, Allenday for the Mar Yusa stable. They both trialled well for their debuts, so yeah, the big queries. Number 8, Green Legend, will be fitter after a fair debut. Put her in for 4. So yeah, lots of queries here. We've gone 7, 9, 10 and 8.
Final event on the program, a 1,400 metre maiden. Scratchings from this race, 6, 7 and 10. Stay Wealthy, the even money favourite. Hombre, 440, 550, Good Deed. Mistaken Identity at $9. And Hyper Yield, an $11 chance with Tab Fixed Odds.
Yeah, he's one to beat, but he's pretty short. $2, Stay Wealthy. He was good on debut when racing on the pace and battling on well. Better for that run, draws well here, so he's the one to beat. Number 8, Hyperfield, did enough when resuming in a stronger maiden at Hawkesbury. He looks suited getting the 1,400 metres. Number 2, Good Deed, the likely leader from barrier 2. He'll give a good sight. And number 11, Hombre. He was a better run last time and he draws barrier 1. So in the last, we've gone 1, 8, 2 and 11.
1, 8, 2, 11. Best value, could he play, please, Ian, for Nowra?
Best band, we'll go back to race 2. Number 1, Believe Safe in the Anthony Cummings stable from barrier 1. I think he's the best. The best value is definitely race 4, number 8, Role Play. I think it's about $8. I think that's very good odds. In the quaddie, the first leg, we'll take numbers 1, 3 and 6. The second leg, 3, 7, 8 and 9. Third leg, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And come home with 1, 2, 8 and 11 in the last. And the player of the day will have a back Alicia Collett in the Jockey Challenge. He's fairly short, about $1.90, I think. But
7, 2, 1, 6.
7216 in race number 1. Race number 2 on the program is a fillies and mares maiden over the 1,300. 9 comes out. Oozes Class $2.60. Wandana Beach $3.10. XLA $3.90. $7.50 Lady Beetle. Maria at $13. Oozes Class, you would have thought it might not be a maiden after oozing after 10 starts now, Harry?
Yeah, look, it's a pretty modest maiden. I think Ursa's Class is probably the one to beat. Finished off well over the trip last start and the minor money, and that was arguably a stronger maiden. She's likely to get back, so just watch for her late. Wanda Beach had plenty of chances, but she's been really good of late, only finding one better in her last two runs. XLA might be the other key winning hope, and then agree with the market. Lady Beetle, best of the rest, 5-7-8-2.
5, 7, 8 and 2 in race number 2 on the program. Race number 3, class 1 and maiden, 1,900 the trip, no scratchings. Marimi $2, $3.90. Glenburn Hotel $8. I Am a Hit, Intercept at $10 and $12 for Jousting.
Yeah, I'm with the favourite Marimi. I think best of the day, we can double our money. I think just she has her hoof firmly on the till of a maiden win. Looks well placed in a field of this calibre. It's no surprise to see the market gravitate towards her. Had a swap of stables between runs, but this looks much easier than what she's been contesting prior. I Am a Hit and Jousting filled the minor money over the mile last time out at Tamworth. I Am a Hit looks the one who will appreciate the step up and trip more, so gets the nod for second. Outside of that pair, Glenburn Hotel should relish this trip and will be doing his best work late. 10-3-5-2.
10-3-5-2 in race number 3. Race number 4 on the program's a maiden, 1,100 the trip, no scratching. Twin Seas in Hot Water, top the market, $3.20 apiece. $6 Baron Jack, Buffet Buster, $7.50. Bubbles and More at 10. Vicky's 1 at 10. 23 Flashy Miss.
I'm with In Hot Water, the ex Matty Williams horse, who at start number 2 was only 2.5 lengths off Chrome Angel in the Gold Strike at the Bull. I think that's pretty handy form. There are a few knocks, only had one run last prep before being tipped out and moved on by the stable, and there's no recent trial to get a gauge on how she's going. That said, I think best prior efforts are up to this. Twin Seas looks the most likely danger. The market reflects that. He probably leads, so should get every chance, and offsets top weight with a claimer engaged. Baron Jack, third up and fifth. Doubles and More won a trial nicely and could put in a forward showing on debut. 2-1-4-5.
2-1-4-5 in race number 4. Race number 5 is a benchmark 58. 2-5 come out. Favourite here is Free Rider 270. 370 Bright Eyed Girl. Chico at 6. Crimson Rose 650. $8 equities.
Go with Chico. No weight on his back. I thought could be the value. There's been a bit of market support. Draws to do no work for a forward spot. I concede prior form can be hit and miss, but best efforts I think are competitive. Free Rider, the obvious. No surprise to see him favourite. 65 kilos is a big weight to carry, and he's drawn to receive no favours. Bright Eyed Girl has to make the step up from maiden grade, but gives the impression she could. And then Crimson Rose looks to be the other key hope. 9-1-4-8.
9-1-4-8 in race number 5. Race number 6 on the program's a 58 over 1,100 metres. 2, 6, 10, and 12 out of this one. French Marine at $2.15. Deploys alone $5. Dr. Demon $7, $8. Chow Uno.
I'd be surprised if one of the top two in the market didn't win. I'll go with Deploys alone. Is incredibly hard to catch from a punting perspective, but coming back in grade and trip, as well as offsetting a big weight allocation with a 3 kilo claimer, ticks plenty of boxes for me and maps for the run of the race. French Marine only lightly raced, with plenty of upside, so I can understand that market support. Where he gets to in the run could be the key. Outside of those two, Dr. Demon and Pump It Up can fight out a minor money spot. 3-7-1-9.
Race number 7 to Class 2 over 1,400 metres. 1, 5, and 8 come out. Unearth $2.90. Swervo at $4.40. Deep Mirror $5, $8. Mixed Regret.
Yeah, and with the favourite, Unearth. Doesn't have to get a mile back. Strips fit a second up. The knock is that she might be... actually, no, you know what? I've written that before the track downgrade. She is a wet tracker. Soft 6 will suit her perfectly. She'll be coming over the top late and be winning. Deep Mirror finally draws a low gate. Hopefully they go forward because that's how she races best. Severo looks well placed, and then maybe Auvergne best of the rest. 3, 6, 2, and 4.
3, 6, 2, and 4 in race number 7 on the program. Best value, Cordium Play, please, for the program at Armidale, Harry.
Best race 3, number 10, Morami. Value race 6, number 3, Deploys alone. Quaddy, first leg, 1, 2, 4, 5. Second leg, 1, 4, 8, 9. Trim up the third leg with numbers 3 and 7. Last leg, 2, 3, 6. Play of the day. Hopefully we'll kick off with a few winners. We'll have an all-up race 1, number 7, Gobbled, into race 2, number 5, Oozes Class.
Best of luck today, Harry.
Thanks, Brendan.
Harry White with his look at the program of racing at Armidale. South Australian racing goes to Mindaree Hallandon today for Cup Day. Before we check out that program with Nadia Horn, we'll check the totes race 2 at Healesville. The third event is in 9 minutes from now. My Mate Lucas, $1.90 and $1.04. Raid Awesome Delight, $2.30. One Mrs. Tropicana, $2.30. Fourth in was 7. Quinella, $11.50, Exacta, $13.30, Trifecta, $68.50, First Four, $144.80, 2-3 in the double, $1.70, race number 3 on the program, James going 8, 7, 6, and 2. Mindaree Hallandon Cup Day today in South Australia. Nadia Horn's down the form for the 7 event program. Nadia, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. First event on the program today is an 1,800-metre maiden. Scratching is 4. She's Our Cash is the favourite, $1.70. Rambler Gambler, $4.20. Gunfighter in the City, $8.50. Kryptonite, $8.50. Spring Sun at 13.
And you'd think that that's going to be the horse to beat, the favourite, number 7, She's Our Cash. Look, she's a mare who's lining up for a fourth career start, and she's been going around in much tougher races than this. Her effort at Gawler last time out, she was only 5 lengths away from the winner, but just off of rating figures, this isn't an overly strong race. A distinct lack of speed, so I wouldn't be surprised with a 3 kilo claim if they elect to have this horse a little bit closer in the run from what we've seen recently up to the 1,800. So the 7 on top, I think the danger's probably number 3, Gunfire in the City, now that it's had a good grounding and is fitter. 5 goes in for third there, Rambler Gambler, who has had the one run back this preparation, then gone out to number 6, Kryptonite. But I've gone 7, 3, 5, 6 in race 1.
Race number two, Occult's Geldings and Entai is 3-year-old and up maiden over 1,000 metres. 1 and 10 come out of the second. Valorock, $2.10. Richer, $4.20. Able Man, $5.08. Military Press. Serbian Prince is a $19 chance.
Yeah, look, in this race, I would have thought that the first starters clearly hold the key. Number 11, Valorock, has had a recent trial. It trialled recently at Murray Bridge. It beat home the mat in the trial. The mat, of course, has since gone out and won its debut on Wednesday at Oakback. And I actually thought that the trial of Valorock was a lot better. So 210 probably looks at a pretty good price. I would have thought about a horse lining up against this type of opposition and has trialled well from a good stable as well. David Jolly. So the 11 goes on top for mine, clearly. I've got the 4, Richter, who's another first starter in as the main danger. Blinkers go on for the debut here for Peter Hardacre. It was able to race well in a recent trial at Panola. It looks like it's got a fair bit of ability. It'll win races for sure. 3 goes in for 3rd, Military Press, who is set to resume, and then I've gone out to 7, Able Man. But I've won 11 from 4, 3, 7, race 2.
Race number 3, Fillies and Mares, 3-year-old and up maiden over 1,000, 12 and 13. Come out of this one, Tab Fixed Odds favourite, embedded at 3.30, Freedom Day 3.40, $5 travelled times, The Cleaning Lady 7.50, out to Witchell at $8.50.
I've led towards the race experience for the 3-year-old Filly 11 Freedom Day here, Brendan. She's only had 2 career starts. She ran very well first up from a break in a 900-metre race, and on that occasion, she got back off speed. She made up ground. She was only beaten a length and a half. That rating's good enough to win this. And she didn't really have the best of luck last time out. Look, she sort of blundered a little bit at the 100-metre mark, and she became unbalanced. So she probably arguably should have finished a little bit closer than what she did. She'll take benefit out of it. She gets a 2.5-kilo claim here for Ellis Wong. So I think the 11 for one to beat. The 10 embedded, you've got to follow that positive hold in the market. First starter, who is in pretty good hands with Travis Dowdle, has also come out of a recent trial where it was just behind place getters and not asked to do a heck of a lot. I'm expecting it'll run well. Now, 7 troubled times, set to resume, ran to good enough figures last preparation, and then out to number 9, Witchell, who's had the one run back this prep. 11, 10, 7, 9, race 3.
Race number 4 on the program is 64 over 1,000 metres. 7 is the scratching here. Tab Fixed Odds favourite, Spanish Heirloom at $2. Morfitt Road, $4.80. $5 for Grand Host. The Publican at $5.50. $8.50 for DeForce.
I'm sticking with the one, Spanish Heirloom, because she's had those runs under her belt. She's had the 3 runs back. Look, fair to say she's rated off of her best this preparation, so they've elected to drop her way back in grade and take advantage of stable apprentice Ben Price, who's riding well with the 2 kilos off. Now, I'd say she'll take up the running and lead here, which is, of course, a big benefit around Mindry Halidon. And as I mentioned, has been going around in stronger races. Look, her best form, clearly, she'd be a short price odds on favourite here, but she's just racing a little bit off that this time in. So I feel this will be a big confidence booster for her. I've got 3 Morfitt Road in as the danger. Set to resume from a break. It's got good ability. It tackled some good races last preparation and wasn't disgraced. So I'm assuming first up he'll run well. 2 for 3rd, Grand Host, 2 deep into a preparation, and then out to number 5, the Publican. I've gone 1-3-2-5, race 4.
1-3-2-5 in the 4th. Nadia, if we can you take a little step to the left or the right? Phone line's just getting a tiny bit crackly there as we move on to race number 5, a benchmark 54 over the 1380. 6 and 14 come out of this. Enlist for Kayla Crowther, $2.90. Unlimited Ability, $6 for Kate Walters. Fast Plan, $6. Detondere at $7.50. Calypso Storm at $10 and $10 Azuro Bianco.
I thought number 13, Fast Plan, represented good value here. Look, it resumes from a break, and obviously it's going to be better over, 1,500 to 1,600. But Sue Yenchi's got a great affinity with this track. Of course, this is the last ever meeting to be run at Mindry Halidon, so I'd say she'd love to win a race. And this horse has ran OK fresh in the past. First up last preparation was only beaten a length in a 64 at Bordertown. Gets him well after the 2-kilo claim too, so, and there's been a little bit of specking for it in early markets, so it looks to be value for mine, 13 Fast Plan. I've got number 4 Enlist in as the main danger, who's been placed at both runs this prep and is likely to get back off of a strong tempo. The 1 for 3rd, Unlimited Ability, it brings different form lines into the race, but seems to line up okay, and then out to the 7 Calypso Storm. I've gone 13-4-1-7, race 5.
Race number 6 is the feature event on the program. This is the Mindery Hallidon Cup over 1,800 metres. No scratchings here. Favourite is Placer at $3. Notice Me at $5. Jack's a Crack at $6, as is Royal Bower and Baldy, a $10 chance.
I'm going for 3 Placer, who does back up from last week after running really well in the race at Oakbank. Look, he's been up a while, but he's holding his form. He's also technically going to get to the right spot. He'll be handy in the run. And, you know, nothing's racing as good as what he is at the moment. So I've gone for him in the cup. I've put the danger for Jack's a Cracker, who's now had the three runs back this preparation and ran an improved race last start. It also maps in a good position. To Notice Me, it's been going around in races at Port Augusta and has absolutely been flying on the dirt. Obviously, it goes back to the turf today, which is the little concern, but it's hard to knock its recent form. And then I put 10 Royal Bower in, who did travel last time out and was able to win the Roxby Downs Cup in good style, won by 7.5 lengths after Claudia Lyons just took control of the race after they were walking. It's good enough to measure up in a race like this. So I've gone 3, 4, 2, 10, race 6 in the cup.
Race number 7 is a benchmark 56 over 1,800 metres. 11 and 12 come out of this event. Another free glass, $2.70. Smart Promise, $3.30. La Jupe, $4.40. Ali Orphan at $8.15 ever onwards. 60 seconds off the next at Healesville. Nadia, we'll get your selections on the 7th event. Come back for your best bet value in Cordy.
Okay, we'll put the two on top of your Smart Promise. She's been racing really consistently this preparation. She's had quite a few runs, but she lines up well, and she ran to a huge rating when she won going back 2 starts ago. The one, Another Free Glass, goes in as the danger. Look, down in grade, but obviously goes up in weight, but he looks like he's got good ability. 5, La Jupe, I've put in for 3rd, and then we've gone out to number 9, Ali Orphan, who comes off of a recent win next pick. 2-1-5-9 in the last.
2-1-5-9, still 30 seconds off at Healesville. They're still a fair way away from the boxes, Nadia, so if you could, please, could we have your best bet value in Quaddy?
Yeah, sure. We'll go race 1, number 7, as the best. She's Our Cash, race 1, the 7. The odds, race 5, will go 13 Fast Plan each way, race 5, the 13. And the Quaddy, 1-3 the first leg, 1-4-13 in the second, 3-4 in the third, and 1-2 in the last. And play of the day and all up, race 1, number 7, into race 2, number 11.
Best of luck today, Nadia.
Thanks, Brennan.
Nadia Horn with her look at the program. Mindery Hallidon, final ever meeting at Mindery Hallidon today. Runners are arriving at the start. They are past start time there at Healesville. 1 Zipping a Zigzag Kabang, $6.90. 2 Photoman, $6.20. 3 Ratha at $21. 4 Big Sky Rico at $30. 5 Texicali Tiger at $33. 6 Niebo at $13. 7 Orson Mick, $5.10. Shaken Treble is the favourite. $2 and $1.50. $2 and Tab Fixed Odds favourite. As we head back to James for the third. Transaction today heads to the Northwest Oyen, the venue for racing this afternoon. 12:37 is the opening event. Luke Humphreys has done the form for the full 10 races. He joins us on the line now. Luke, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan. It's a pretty good program. Trying to know the two meetings of the year for the club, with the other one being the cup meeting, and the other one normally, as is the case today, stages rounds of heats of the Northern Region Championship. Normally that series, with the way things used to work with the old season, etc., it was in the winter, but with all the change of the racing season to calendar year now, we've got it here at the end of September, and it's a pretty good program, not just the Northern Region Teams, but a good support program, and the first is only 1 hour away.
First event is a maiden over the 1,654 metres. Not So Cool, $1.45. Caesarian, $3.10. $8. Calcadoom Warrior. How do we sort them out in the opener?
Yeah, I've gone with the favourite, number 2, Not So Cool. I actually made him my best bet of the day, thinking that he would be nowhere near as short as what he is. I think he's no value now, but either way, he is on top. He got into trouble on debut at Cobram on the 19th of last month. Galloped late, failed to beat one home. It was in one of these types of Vicbred Platinum Maidens. He did try well, though, prior at Maryborough, and he was second at that venue on Monday behind a smart winner in good closing section. So he gets the chance to break through. He is Not So Cool. Now, Calcadoon Warrior, a bit of a quirky type, likes to go forward. His sole second row runner. It's interesting to see where he ends up. He'll need to do everything right, but he went well when fifth in a bunched up finish at Warrigal on the 6th of this month, 2 weeks tomorrow. Came from last in the dash show. That was prior to being knocked out of it in the race that Not So Cool was second in at Maribor on Monday. You've got to check 400 out. So he's second best. Cesarian, he'd be the most deserving winner of the lineup if he were able to score. He's finished in the top five in his last 15 starts. Two runs his preparation, two-thirds of Ballarat and Warrigal. Hanover Jack first up at 2.5 months, but he was best of the rest of the Ararat trial last weekend, a decent enough time behind Dance for me. So that's good enough to have him rate next. 2.743, race one.
Race number two on the program, once again over the 16.54, this for the two-year-olds, no scratchings here. Nero Stride, a debutante, $3.20. Al Beach Babe at $3.90. Chetaleo at $4 and $5. Roll with Ron.
6.713. Chetaleo was able to go to the pegs, three back from the outside second row draw and run third in a pegs dominated maiden 7 days ago at Wedderburn. If you go back to some of his efforts earlier in the season, he was third behind the likes of Silesio, Matusa, Aussie Joy and Lightning Dance. That form was more than good enough for this. Chetaleo, Nero Stride, interesting runner. He was galloping and racing greenly in his earlier trials. He has had six trials at Maryborough. They've all been under Mark Hayes. Shane Sanderson prepares now, although his son Ryan did drive him when fourth his most recent trial at Maryborough a fortnight ago. He was right behind Cobalt Stride and got equity, enthralling debut on his race by Emilio Rosati, naturally, as the name would suggest. Our Beach Babe number one, well beaten when resuming in a maiden at Wedderburn 7 days ago. That was the maiden that Chetaleo was in, but she had a completely opposite barrier to what she's got today. Go back to last preparation, she was in the minor placings behind some nice tiles on multiple occasions. Roll with Ron. Wasn't far away. It had been a decent race at Charlton on July 4. That was prior to a head second on a Friday night program at Melton on the July, on the 9th of July. That was in a maiden. He galloped early last start, but he's trialled twice over the last 2 Mondays at Bendigo, finishing second and third. So he's in for fourth. 6.713 in race two.
Race number three on the program for the three-year-old. Six comes out of this one. Player Blanca at $2.30. Graphite Stride $2.63. Miso Miso. And Surface at 11.
4.537. Graphite Stride produced some consistent efforts since his last victory, notably a fourth in a platinum heat at Ballarat behind Naratar Prince in March after sitting parked in good time. Also, his last two runs have been in stronger events. They haven't been at this level, but they have been stronger races. He's been fourth behind Barnaby and third behind Vanquished Stride, so I think he gets his chance today. Number five, Miso Miso. Best form gives him a chance. As 5.3 runs back, he was best the rest behind Julie Fernando and Drain the Swamp. His last two runs probably haven't been quite as good. It still rates highly. Flyer Blanca, forget last start. She was checked early, subsequently galloped. She was an odds-on favourite, but her first run for Alex Ashwood prior yielded a second to Treacherous Saint, beating 4.5 metres. Every chance on that occasion when leading, but that form still rates highly for this. And Surface, she'll rely on luck, but if he gets the right run, he needs a chance. There's a bit of speed off the front row, so being the sole second row runner could be the advantage. And he's been third of these last two. He was getting home well as well behind Treacherous Saint, 5 starts back. So if they go quick enough, he comes right into play. 4.537 in race three.
Race number four on the card. There are no scratchings here. This race is over the 1640 as well. Chinoa Princess for Alex Ashwood, $1.90. Waiting for You, $4. $7 Hidden Figure. Tell Us We Dream at $8 and $9 Headmaster.
Figure forms nothing flash for Chinoa Princess, but she is first up for Alex Ashwood, Aaron, who's the trainer and part owner, along with Aaron Bain and Jamie Dernberger-Smith. They've definitely done a fantastic job, these horses, when buying horses from other trainers, effectively just about anywhere around the country in the recent times. I thought she found the right race, right barrier, and the right distance to score. Sprint trip specialist. She was narrowly beating when battling on at a Bendigo trial 2 weeks tomorrow. So she goes on top of Waiting For You, who I thought suspect the class runner, resumed from 2 months off with a second, beating 23 metres behind a subsequent impressive winner in a stronger restricted event at Wedderburn 7 days ago. Widest barrier on the second row to overcome, but she's the class runner of the field, as I say. She can win regardless of the draw. Headmaster beat the favourite last week. Thick leap last week. Things didn't go right, though. He can be forgiven. Prior, he was third, beaten 3 metres behind Loyola Golf, and good on you. That form's good enough to go close. Tell Us We Dream only beat two home first up, but he finished third last week in fast time for a restricted event when beaten 3 metres after coming from the outside of the front row. He was going around in better races last preparation. His best form can run him into a place. 1.985, race four.
Race number five on the program, first leg of the quaddy. There are no scratchings here. Four runners right at the top of the market. Well, You Can Dance, $2.90. Hayden Bromack, $3.20. On My Oath, $3.60 and $4.40 for toss-up.
Yeah, first-class race of the day. Hayden Bromack's form hit a bit of a flat spot a couple of months ago, but He returned to form as a fourth behind Kaka Yumin at Laddin a month ago at Mildura. He led up the one wide line there on that occasion and just a sprint home. That was prior to a victory at Mildura where he was well back from the outside second row draw, dropping in grade. Had a little luck in a four-line race, two starts back. He can overcome the widest barrier on the front row. He's the ready, definitely the value. He's ready to win at big odds. He was best of the rest behind Kaka Yumin last time. He led before taking a trail. And it can't be forgotten that his last victory was over Murrinjay Track, and he did win a similar rating event on the Yeoyun Cup Day program in 2020. Wellyou Can Dance produced some good performances at Melt at the end of last campaign, at the back first up in that form line event a couple of weeks ago. This is easier, however, and he was close up third behind Creases and Delightful Mia in a Bendigo Troll on Monday night. He came from last at the Bell in good closing sections. Maybe the distance might be a bit of a problem. Likes shorter distances, as does Toss Up. He was an enthralling runner first up for the Falvos and Alex Ashwood. If you go back to August, three starts ago, he won a $15,000 event over the likes of Kaka Yumin and Kalonia Terra. So he's good enough for the right run. 6.5, 2.4 in race five.
Race number six on the program. This is the first heat of the Northern Region. Just note we're 4 minutes off the next at Healesville. This race over the 2,040 metres. Duke of Dundee, $1.55. And Amato, $3.26. Promise Me Heaven. Wild Man, $12.
Yeah, great series. And it's great that this race still has the rounds of heats, unlike the likes of the Thomsine and the Central Vic and all those races, which are great races, don't get me wrong. But it's great that they continue to have the heats of this series. Animato was a beaten freeze-on favourite the last time he was at the races, but he's very good on his day. Led three out of the Bendigo trials on Monday night, got home in quick closing sections. He could overcome the barrier. Duke of Dundee was a beaten odds-on chart on his Australian debut at the end of June at Shepparton. He was beaten ahead. That was against inferior opposition. He had every chance, but his New Zealand form was against much stronger than this from a ratings perspective. He won at Bendigo trial well on Monday night in good times. As you can see how he handles the track, though, being a former Kiwi. Connor Voss, very consistent in this preparation. Went up to two in a row last month at Hamilton and Ballarat. Recently, he's been close up behind Hayden Bromack and Kaka Yumin. So he's a chance on that form with the right run from the draw. Wild Man should enjoy a nice trip in the running line from the training draw. Nothing wrong with the way he's racing. Former round of Peter Blue and Hayden Bromack. Probably an unlikely winner. But the two favourites, Animato, Duke of Dundee, went too fast. He could swoop late, I reckon. 6.198, race six.
6.198, race number six. Seven, the favourite for the next at Healesville, due in 2.5 minutes from now. Second heat of the Northern Region is race number seven, no scratchings. Tay-Tay, $1.70. Rick Riley at $3. $4.60, Vanquish Stride. Kenya, $14. Agree with you. Love the heats of these series, Luke.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. 2.978 here. I thought Tay-Tay, look, if she goes as good as what she has at the trials recently, I can't see how they can beat her. She went down to the Hobart for the Oaks in March, but she suffered from atrial fibrillation in the trial race for the Tasmanian Oaks. But the way she's trialled at Bendigo recently, where she's led on at the first of those two trials and then come from last at the most recent of those two trials in sizzling sectionals on both occasions, she seems to be back as better than ever. So if she runs up to those trials, she wins. Kenya consisted earlier in the season in good races. He was able to find two winnable events at Charlton and Swan Hill. They've been his two victories for the season. He scored at long odds on both occasions. He led throughout the winter Terang trial a fortnight ago from the widest barrier in a field of five. Vanquish Stride, good quality gelding on his day. A breakthrough for his first victory of the year a month ago at Horsham. Scored softly when following it up with an easy win at Stawell last week. Sticky draw, but the best form is good enough. Illawong Paris has done well since joining Rod Lakey. Breakthrough for a deserved victory at good odds last time. Had the perfect sit. Little luck two and four runs ago. And also, in between those efforts, he was best of the rest behind Chase the Gold, who is in the race we're about to preview at race eight. And he might be the very best horse in this series. So I think he can go well. He's in good form. 2.978, race seven.
Favourite for Healesville is Man Over Mexico, $2.80 on the tote, $1.90 on the fixed. As we move on to the eighth of it on the program, still 60 seconds of start time there at Healesville. Chase the Gold, $1.55. Aussie Playgirl, $3.30. Clarendon Envoy, $7.57 is the scratching.
6.10, 1.9. Chase the Gold. The Gold had former round Jimmy the Irishman, and he's a croc watcher in New Zealand, and he couldn't have been more impressive than winning early last month on his Australian debut at Mildura. Sat parked, won Hard Hill by 13 metres. The mile rate was 158.5. He came home at 28.4 and 28.8. Lachlan Prothero believes this is the best horse in his stable, better than Gildy Hanover, which is a horse that's beaten Bernie Winkle recently. Very interesting runner. Cutty's Stark was pulled up last week, ran in a very strong three-year-old event on the Saturday night Metropolitan card. Bendigo broke a hobble carrying strap early, but he had won two in a row prior. Progressive, but he'll need to behave from the draw. Aussie Playgirl can do things wrong. Her best form takes her close from the draw, though. Second behind Captain Pins at Maryborough on the 9th of August. One in a quick last quarter at Mildura on the 3rd of this month. Fourth in fast time on Monday at Maryborough. Wilshire Boulevard probably mixed his form this season. Second recently at the start of the month after being three dead to the breeze. Just run down late by an informed horse that had the nice set. He was making ground late on Kaki Nui fallback, so his best form takes him close. 6-10-1-9 race 8.
6-10-1-9 race 8. We'll put a pause on 9 and 10. They're ready, Hillsville, the full. He's a good man, Craig Trahoon, and he's got a good kennel of greyhounds at the moment. Race number 9, we're up to at Oyen at the moment. 35 to 51, 20-40 the trip. One comes out. Presidential Art comes off the pole now, 2-22-90. DK's major. Have a crack, 5-50. Luke, who do you like in the ninth?
Have a crack. His best form's over shorter. He's a horse that likes to be up the front of the field. So the second row draw, just you'll see how it pans out for him, but he's the class runner. Should have finished closer in a restricted event last week, and he was fourth line chase the gold wheel along Paris on the 5th of last month. So that sort of form gives him a massive chance. Trialled 7 days ago, was second after being three wide to the breeze. That was at Mildura. A little Miss Daisy. Distance could be an issue, but there's no issue with her form. Very consistent at present. 3 seconds in her last five starts, including behind On My Earth a month ago, which rates very highly for this on his subsequent form. Kate Canapi has her tricks, but this is okay. Won on the 11th of March and then was actually one place behind White Flynn prime and third. So that's good form. And she has trialled six times at Mildura since her last run over the last 3 months. Most recently yielded a third behind Winner Do and Have a Crack, which does look good form. And I thought she was maybe an each-way chance. DK's major, consistent at his best. Breakthrough for a deserved first win for Luke Watson when leading throughout three back in a restricted event. Showed his versatile. Had been building up to that, and also his third behind Abstract Art Narco. Two back is top form for this. Just think the favourite might get cross Presidential Art, and it could be a sticky barrier draw for him. 9-5-8-7 in race 9.
Final event from Oyen, 2,040 metres, a 31 to 51. No scratchings here. Where you go on Bay for the favourite, $2.30, $4.80 Calgary Bay. There's Troy, $5.50 with Chalk and Cheddar and Four Stars Ruby, $7.50.
Yeah, best value of the day. He is Stainbridge Star, a personal favourite, always around the mark, and he's always over the odds, 7.469. Resumes from 2.5 months off, hasn't trialled. Draw can be sticky, or could be sticky. Yeah, but if he gets the gaps, he shouldn't be far away in this sort of event first up. So he's an each-way chance, as always. Where you going, babe? Best form's clearly good enough. He has got a personal best of 158.6 over the sprint at Mildura from the outside second row draw after sitting back. So that form's good enough and also has a place into On My Earth at a similar time. Best form's over shorter, though. Forget she went around last week, had no luck as a twos-on favourite. Calgary Bay's got the widest barrier. Best form would win this. Her last victory was in February from this outside front row barrier. Going to need some luck in finding a spot, though. She was best of the rest in a restricted last week behind Magic and a Moves, and Four Stars Ruby was able to lead throughout from barrier one and break through for a deserved victory at attempt 12 last week. Second row barrier to overcome this time, but interesting to see how she goes off the back of her first win. Good race to close the card. Very competitive, as a lot of the races are today. 7-4-6-9, race 10.
Best value, Cotty, and play of the day, please, Luke.
Yes, Brendan, the best, well, as I say, he's very short. No value in the first race. One number two, not so cool. We made him our best thinking he'd be a lot shorter, a lot more value than that, but he's rock bottom. Others maybe I haven't marked as best, but more value. I think Tay-Tay is very hard to beat. Race seven, number two, if she runs anywhere near her best. And Hayden Bromack's probably the best horse in race five, number six. They're more value, as I say. Not necessarily of marked specials as such, but for those that think Not So Cool is too short, which he probably is, they're the other ones to consider. Best value in the last race, 10 number 7, Stainbridge Star, as I say, very consistent each-way chance if he gets the right run. As far as a play of the day goes, Brendan, in race number 8 on the program, we'll go with a trifecta, 6-1 out to win, Chase the Gold, and then in second and third places, numbers 10 at one Aussie Playgirl, 9 Wilshire Boulevard, 10 Cutty Stark. There's the trifecta race, 8-6 to win, and 1-9 and 10 for second and third places. The quaddy race is 5-6-7-8. It'll be $9 for the full unit. First leg 2-5-6, second leg 1-6-9, third leg 2-1 out, fourth leg 6-1 out, 2-5-6, 1-6-9, and then 2-1 out and 6-1 out, Brendan.
Best of luck today, Luke. Good calling.
Thanks, buddy.
Luke, with the look at the program of harness racing at Oyun today, first in around 40 minutes from now. Time to talk greyhound with George Ferrugia.
On RSN Sunday Central, talking greyhounds.
George Ferrugia, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We're at Sandown Park racing today. Yeah, any news we need to catch up on over the weekend, though? It was a quiet night at the Meadows last night. Looking forward to getting back to the nighttime slot. It gets lost there in the twilight.
Pardon me. Yeah, I think it does a little bit. And, curfew will be lifted pretty soon. Probably the highlight was the fact that the free-for-all was won by Shabby at $77.70. It's probably the longest price free-for-all winner I've seen in a while. He defeated the likes of Tyler Durden and Quara Bale and these type of greyhounds. So, well done. Look, he's been a pretty talented greyhound, but I don't think anyone expected him to get the chockies yesterday. But it was a massive price, but good on Connections and Marlene Schmidt, the trainer. He's done a wonderful job with that greyhound.
Sandown Racing today, first leg of the Quaddie gets underway at 27 minutes after 3. It's over the 515 at Grade 5, 5 for vacant, Box 7 to run. Devil 16 off the inside. The $1.85 favourite, Envy de Boone off the blue, $2.50. Chantal Rose, $3 out to 14. For Al Watto, how do we get the Quaddie off to a winning start, George?
Yeah, 1 to beat 4, 3 and 7. I've gone Devil 16 on top. I don't go in with a lot of confidence, probably a little bit too short for mine. Yes, it's drawn well. It's raced well off the inside draw. It hasn't won a race since April, which was a semi-final of the Golden Easter Egg. It's been a long time between drinks. It did place two starts ago, though, in 29.54. I think that's why it's the price it is, I suppose. If it can run up to that, it'll probably be hard to beat. Of the others, Envy de Boone, as you mentioned, is always in the market. Another one that hasn't won in its last seven starts, but can show some speed and offset the poor box draw. Number 3, Chantal Rose, good winner, two starts ago in 29.56. Another one that can show some early speed. So this early speed battle will be intriguing. And number 7, Aston Jupiter will throw in as well. Four starts ago at Warrigal, did win impressively in a best of the day time. Showed some speed that day as well. Only had one start here where it had no luck. 1 to beat 4, 3 and 7.
Second leg of the Quaddie, second heat of the Vic Bred Series over the 5.15. Once again, the yellow is vacant. Persian Goddess, $1.50. Dark Compass, $6.50, George.
Yeah, 7 to beat 3, 1 and 2. Persian Goddess last start, 29.22 at Sandown. Yes, the track was playing very well. Of course, Aston Rupee breaking the track record on that night. But she went 5 flat to the first marker, and I think that's why she's short here. If she can show that speed, she'll be hard to beat. But Persian Goddess on top. Of the others, probably Crackerjack Lock is one that you'd have to consider. He won 3 in a row provincially in August and September in good times at both Warrigal and Horsham. We'll throw in number 1, Thyla Essene, who was a good winner at Sandown 5 starts ago in 29.75. Good speed that day, good record from an inside draw. And number 2, Dark Compass is the other one after two good placings at the Meadows recently. 7 to beat 3, 1 and 2 in the second leg.
Third leg of the Quaddie. This is the third heat of the Vic Bred Series. 5.15. 5 is vacant. Zoc DeZander off the outside. 2.15. Crackerjack Phil, 4.60. 4.80 Blue Stingray, 5.50 for Full Moon Party.
Yeah, 8 to beat 2 and 1 here. Dr. Zander on top. Very talented type. Good speed. Forget his last couple of runs. Back to a distance I think that suits. Was a solid winner at Cranbourne 4 starts ago, and before that one at the Meadows in 30-12 when he recorded good splits. Runs up to that will be hard to beat. Of the others, number 2, Blue Stingray, nice provincial form, including breaking 24 seconds at Bendigo 4 starts back, and we'll throw in number 1, Crackerjack Phil, 2 starts ago at Ballarat, was a nice winner in 25-45. Showed good speed that day too, so should be able to hold a really good position with his favourable box draw. 8 to beat 2 and 1.
8 to beat 2 and 1. Race number 845 over the middle, Trip Reserve. Not required. One of my favourites, George, is the favourite here. Number 8, Overflow Lisa, $2.60. Just wins 280. So predictable. 388.50. Laney Fernando. I reckon she just peaked at the 650 last time back to 595. Might be more ago.
Yeah, I think so. My numbers are 2, 1 and 8. I've just gone Just Wins Boss on top. If he can bring his A game. He won at Sandown in 34.30 a couple of starts ago, which was a really impressive victory. Good record off inside draws, and I think she's certainly a chance here, Just Wins Boss. so predictable off the inside. Another one races well off the red. Has won 2 out of 5 this track and distance. PB has come from this draw. Certainly can't leave it out. The greyhound you mentioned, Overflow Lisa, she gets to the line very, very strongly, as you know. Terrific record from Pink Boxes. She's had 7 tries at it for 5 wins and 2 seconds. So you might be onto something here, Brendan. 3 starts to go at the Meadows was a really good winner in 30 and 39. She can clearly go quicker than that. And you're right. I think this distance is probably her pet distance. 2 to beat 1 and 8 to bring us home.
Recap of the quarter numbers and a best bet for the card, please, George.
Okay, 1, 3, 4 and 7. Second leg, 1, 2, 3 and 7. Third leg, 1, 2, 8. And the last leg, 1, 2, 8 as well. Aston Lavinia is one we're keen on. Race 9, number 4. Yes, it's up against Weblec Thunder, who's racing well. But she's one of those greyhounds that she can hit the lead pretty quickly. She's got really good speed. When she gets it right, she's hard to go past. So I've got her on top. She's got a solid record this track and distance and a really nice PB. So race 9, number 4 is our best.
Best of luck today, George.
You too, mate.